Okay, Rabbi Yisai, this week's parasha and the end of the parasha speaks about mitzvahs. Tzitzis, and we're going to talk a little bit about mitzvahs. Tzitzis, the Noam Elimelech says, listen to this, Philei Ploim, every generation has their mitzvah. Didn't know that, did you? Every generation has their mitzvah. He says, in our generation is the mitzvah of tzitzis. We have to be extra careful of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Now, I'm not sure what's a generation, but the Shvilei Pinchas is assuming it means all of us until Mashiach comes, our thing has got to be tzitzis. Says the Noam Elimelech, tzitzis is special for our generation. Let's try to understand why. Okay. So we're familiar. The pasuk says, "Uri'isem oisai." We spoke about tzitzis last night, and I love to do lumdus and then afterwards machshava on like on the same topic. Last time we spoke about tzitzis, and someone was suggesting that there's a mitzvah to look at your tzitzis, and there is. I played it down a little bit last night. The mitzvah to look at your tzitzis is uri'isem oisai zuchartem, and there's a school of, if a person looks at his tzitzis, it will remind him of the mitzvahs. This is a mitzvah, say the oraisa, to look at your tzitzis. And actually, there are those that include it as one of the mitzvahs, is to look at your tzitzis. It's brought down in the smak and the rashbats that it's a mitzvah. Now, the rabbat says it's included in the whole mitzvahs of tzitzis or all together, but this is considered to be a mitzvah asay midi oraisa, that's tluyes be'einayim, the person's eyes. As a matter of fact, Rashi says, you know what the word tzitz means? Tzitzis. Anyone know what the word tzitz? The tzitz in Hebrew, la tzitz. What does that mean, Akiva? To peek or to look. You have to be metzitz on your tzitzis. You got to look at your tzitzis, says Rashi. That's why they're called tzitzis. So the mitzvah of tzitzis is not just like, oh, it's a good thing to look at them. The whole shame, the whole name of tzitzis is looking at your tzitzis. Sounds like it's a pretty important thing. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch says, Iker mitzvah tzitzis is kidei shetamid yirehu. You should always be able to see your tzitzis. That's the main point of tzitzis, my friends, is that you should be able to look at them. And you remember the five knots, and remember the four corners, the chamisha chum shetorah, and yada yada. Magen Avraham brings from the Arizal that a person, the Arizal says, Kabbalah, that the beged is supposed to be underneath your clothing. Some people wear their beged over their clothing. The Rizal says it should be underneath their clothing. However, says the Magen Avraham, nearly, shetzorech shiyeh tzitzis bachutz. Not like those people that tuck their tzitzis in. The Gemara says, ain tzitzis eloyotze, tzitzis have to be out. And he says, bidieved, a person who's like working amongst goyim, and he needs to put his tzitzis in, b'dieved, he says he's yoytze. But the Mishnah Brura is fire, my friends. Listen to the Mishnah Brura. I'm just reading you what they say over here. The Mishnah Brura says, Oysan ha-noshim ha-masimim ha-tzitzis b'michnasayim, those people that put their tzitzis in, loy dai, shemaylim enayim. Not only are they ignoring what the Pasuk says, this is the Mishnah Brura, the Chavetz Chaim, re'isam oysam, elam mevazin heim es mitzvah Hashem, it's a bizui. They're going to be punished for putting their tzitzis in. I'm just telling you the Mishnah Brura. I'm not doing it. Now, the Gemara in Chazal says in Menachas, have you zoyer b'mitzvah tzitzis? Be very careful. Person that keeps tzitzis is zoyche v'roya pnei ashchina. Tzitzis is going to, person that was careful with tzitzis is going to be zoyche to Mashiach. Sounds like Yehudim sheyishiru those that are going to be zoicha to the Mashiach are the people that are wearing tzitzis. So by the way, let's get back to the Noam Elimelech for a second. Okay, the Noam Elimelech is saying, our generation, tzitzis is our thing. Okay, the Gemara is saying that when Mashiach comes, only people wearing tzitzis are the ones that are going to be, who are zohir in tzitzis. Careful about tzitzis are the ones that are going to be zoicha l'kal p'nei Hashchina. I understand a little why he's saying, you know, tzitzis are important, but we're not done. Listen to this awesome Gemara. It blew my mind. Might blow yours. Gemara says tzitzis is an easy mitzvah. It's the whole thing. You know what I mean? It's not a big deal. Mitzvah kala. It says the Gemara, but you know something? It has big rewards, major rewards. Listen to this story, says the Gemara. Ma'aseh ba'adam echad sheyazor b'mitzvah tzitzis. There was one person who was very careful about mitzvah tzitzis. And he got into a bad situation. He had an isayin with a guy, a goyish woman, that he was involved in a relationship, and he was like about to succumb to the mitzvah, to this guy, to his taivas, and then somehow his tzitzis, they hit him in his face. Now this probably means that his tzitzis were about as long as Moshe Fredman's tzitzis, and they hit him in his face, all four, and boom! He's like, what? He got hit in his face by his tzitzis. And he's like, I can't do it. So there's this woman there. She's like, what's going on? What happened over here? So he said to her, listen, I have a mitzvah. It's called tzitzis. And I know that Kodesh Baruch Hu, you know, I'm gonna be punished if I do this aver, and I'm gonna get schar for not doing. I'm not doing it. So I'm out. She said, hold on a second. I said, I will not let you leave until you tell me your name. Tell me where you come from. Who's your rabbi? I need to know everything about you. Okay? He gives her the information. He's out. She liquidates her assets. She goes to the person who we're talking about over here is Rab Chiya. She goes to Rab Chiya, the Talmud of Rab Chiya, and says, listen, you guys have got something going on. I want to convert. I want to be Jewish. Rab Chiya understands that she's sincere. He's megayer her. And then he calls back the Talmud and he says, listen, this is the one that you were supposed to do the aver with. Now I want you to do a mitzvah, marry her, and have a nice life together. He says, Lech zakei b'meknecha. Why? Because matzah sheitzilecha be'isser, the suggestion that they had, which was an isser, the enticement of isser, hitzilecha be'heter. Now I'm suggesting to you that you can do it be'heter. And that's the schar of mitzvah tzitzis. So the Sasseva says that person was obviously very machbar on his tzitzis, and the tzitzis saved him. His tzitzis saved him. But perhaps there's more to that. Okay, we're going to get to that in a second. Says the Mekubal Rav Nosson Shapiro. Says in the Pasuk, Noyef Isha Chaser Leiv. Noyef Isha is a man that he has wrong relations with the Isha's Chaser Leiv. He's missing Leiv. Leiv is 32. There's actually 33. There's 32 tzitzis because you have 8 on each corner. 8, 16, 24, 32. Noyef Isha Chaser Leiv. He does not have tzitzis. This man was about to be a Noyef and his tzitzis hit him in his face. Leiv. You know what? The tzitzis saves you. It saves your Leiv. It saves your heart. L'sasuru acharei levavachem is what we say when we say the tzitzis. Risa moisoi. L'sasuru acharei levavachem. The tzitzis, they protect your heart, that your heart shouldn't get caught up in wrong things if you have your tzitzis. So, says the Arizal, here goes. This Talmud, this of Rab Chiya, he was a Gilgal. The Arizal knows these things. He was a Gilgal of Yosef HaTzadik. And this woman, this Prasta Goyisha woman who was Megayer, she's also a Gilgal of Eshes Potifa. And the story repeats itself. This time, it has a different ending, says the Arizal. What happened in that story, you remember the story, Yosef, and she's making advances at him, and then the Pasuk says, Vatispeseu, she grabs his beged. What beged did she grab? Says the Arizal, she grabbed his tzitzis. She took off his tzitzis and said, enough of this stuff. And then he ran out. The Pasuk says, Vayazov bigdo biyada, Vayonas vetzei achutza. He left her beged there. He's like, okay, now he feels he's vulnerable. He doesn't have his tzitzis. He says, I got to get out of here. And the Pasuk says, Vayikir oisa, she sees ki azav bigdo biyada, he left his tzitzis and he's not giving in. It's over. She says, I'm never getting this guy. And then she starts with her whole story and she called in everyone, Matikula Anshe Besa, and she told him. That was the story of Eshes Potiphar. Now we know Eshes Potiphar really wanted, she saw somehow Baruch HaKodesh that she was supposed to somehow connect with this person. She was trying to do the right thing. Over there, she grabbed his tzitzis to take them away. Over here, the tzitzis protected him. Over there, she did not end up being able to connect with him and marrying him. It was be'isser. Now it was done beheter. This story is perhaps, says the Arizal, the Gilgal of the story of Yosef HaTzadik. And just like over there, Yosef HaTzadik was protected. Something hit him, the image of his father. Over here, it was his tzitzis. Says the Arizal, listen, the words of the Arizal. Da ki ha'adam tzorech l'estakol b'tzitzis b'chol shav v'rega. You have to constantly be looking at your tzitzis. V'utoy elis g'doyla l'neshama. This is a very big thing for your neshama. It has a tremendous benefit for your neshama. Says the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says, look at your tzitzis a lot of times during the day. A person is having a struggle with his machshavas. Look at your tzitzis. Your tzitzis will protect you. Tzitzis, there's 38 strings. It's the leif. It'll protect your neshama. And Rabbi Yosef said, perhaps this is the pshat. With this we will close. The Noam Elimelech says, in our generation, the mitzvah that's the most important is tzitzis. Because it says, v'ikvas of the Mashiach, one of the things that we'll have is beis vad yil znus. There's going to be so much znus going around, so much pritzus, so much arayas, so many challenges with noyef isha, chaser leiv. A person needs to have his tzitzis to protect them against all of these nisyonos. Lo yisasu acharei levavchem. That happens through the tzitzis. So therefore, the tzitzis is a mitzvah that's kala. It's a mitzvah that's easy, but yet it's so chashuv. It's such an important mitzvah, and especially in our generation, he says people should try as much as possible to be mahadar in the mitzvah tzitzis, to be careful in the mitzvah tzitzis. Person should always try during the course of the day to look at his tzitzis, kam upon him, and Bez Hashem, he will be nitzel min achet. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.